Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good evening. The show begins tonight on the West Coast with Jeff Bliss. Is Vegas figuring it out that nickel and diming is the reason for the fall off in foot traffic and people at the resorts? Jeff thinks the smaller hotels and casinos are doing very well, and the big corporate casinos will eventually catch on. We turn to Canadian politics. Conrad Black joins to comment on significant figures. Doug Ford of Ontario, Mark Carney, of course, the Prime Minister, and the relationship to the United States and to China. Much moving story there. Then a conversation with Richard Epstein about the Supreme Court hearing the oral arguments for the President's interpretation of 1977 law by the Solicitor General and against by small businesses who maintain they've been hurt by the law, which is, according to them, not constitutional. The court was said to be skeptical. That's where it's going to stand for a while, until the decision. Richard Epstein joined to comment. He also reflects upon the election of the mayor-elect in New York, Mr. Mamdani. Good luck to him. Conversation at length about where we are in terms of spacefaring. Bob Zimmerman joins to talk about the SpaceX domination of private enterprise, the launches, the ability to adjust quickly, ambition to go to the moon, but mostly the ambition to go to Mars. There is the news that Jared Isaacman, a veteran of flying SpaceX's capsules and boosters, is now again named administrator of NASA, with plans that are consistent with practical approach to get NASA moving. It's living on its laurels in the 20th century, and that is not competitive with private space, as we can see easily. Jim McTague took a field trip to see his grandchildren in Indiana, and he reports back. Big restaurant in town, dating from the Civil War era, a conversion into a restaurant now, Union Hall. Does a big business on Saturday night, but the manager says they're off 3-5% over last year. Is that significant? Unknown. In any event, the spending for Saturday night, Jim said, was on comfort food from in Midwest. He had meatloaf. Wonderful. Conversation with the classicist Professor Catherine Conybeare of Bryn Mawr College, continuing our conversation of last week. This is the second hour. About her new book, Augustine the African, emphasizing that St. Augustine, St. Augustino, say the Italians, spent all of his life but 3 or 4 years in what is now Algeria, was then the Roman province of Africa. He was in Hippo as the bishop near Carthage, to rebuild Carthage. Augustine is so much of the church orthodoxy, the just war theory, the city of God, understanding of grace. Following him is a treat, because he was very much an African. His mother was either part or all Berber. His father was a Roman citizen. He was a success, but he dealt with the vicissitudes of history, such as the Vandals invading North Africa, such as the sacking, news of the sacking of Rome. Wonderful to consider Augustine as grounded in North Africa, not Rome. Not the church, but the early days of the church, when there is much argument about orthodoxy, about the proper use of the Bible stories. Augustine preached a deal. He was a masterful rhetorician. Masterful. And then a conversation with Henry Sokolsky, a significant detail about the small modular reactors that are now the rage in Washington as a way to supplement electricity demands by AI. so much so that many of the AI overlords, you know, the multi-billionaires, are investing in small modular reactors. One company named Oklo, O-K-L-O is the symbol on NASDAQ. And they propose to use 20% enriched uranium fuel. And Henry argues that that, according to one interpretation of a declassified cable, is bomb-making material. Does the governor-elect of Virginia understand that her encouraging small modular reactors in order to supplement the electricity demands of Virginia mean you've got a bomb, or a bomb that can be manipulated, sitting in your midst, unknown? Finally, a conversation about what appears to be a comic book match. Bezos, the multi-billionaire, versus Musk, the multi-billionaire, and their two spacefaring companies, Blue Origin for Bezos, SpaceX for Musk. Are they trying to get to the moon? Are they trying to outperform each other? Unknown. But Richard Smith comments for Civitas Institute. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.